Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, and we have begun our new series, and the title, you'll be amazed, is In the Beginning. Welcome to the series on In the Beginning. And I know that if you've read a bit of the Bible by this time, you know of two scriptures especially that talk about in the beginning. And of course, Genesis 1:1 and John 1:1. Genesis 1:1 and John 1:1. I thank Mother Ida, who is singing in the background for me, the song made by Bishop Dagwood Mills. So you can Google First Love Music if you want the song, and you can listen to it. There's so many songs there. You enjoy them. If you're a love songs, you will find them there too. So Genesis 1:1, that is going to be our scripture from where we will glean all that we will do within this series. Remember that the finished work of Christ, I did 800 episodes. So this is In the Beginning, episode 101. Let's go for the scripture. Genesis 1:1. It says, In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, listen to how Amplified Classic puts it. And if you've been listening to me, then you know that as a prophetess Olivia, she will always go for versions of the Bible on the same verse. She will go for other versions. It's very important, because when you go for the other versions, it becomes expounded. You get a lot of things that were hidden in the verse to you. So Amplified Classic says, In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. Let me say it again. In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. Then he gives you a quotation you can check on, Hebrews 11:3. And if you remember Hebrews 11, it opens up saying, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then begins to tell that by faith, then he tells you what happened, so you can refer to that, and we will definitely refer to that later on. Then listen to how Message puts Genesis 1:1. But you know, Message will often put verses together to make sense so that it can help you understand. So sometimes they'll put two verses together, three verses together, for anyhow to make you understand or have the import of what they're saying. So Message says, First this, God created the heavens and the earth. All you see, all you don't see. Earth was a soup of nothingness. Earth was a soup of nothingness. A bottomless emptiness. An inky blackness. I-N-K-Y. God's spirit brooded like a bird over the watery abyss. Wow, that is beautiful. What a way to put it. So, Prophetess Olivia, why do you want us to go through this? Listen, amazing things are in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. Arguably, they say Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 are the most important chapters in the whole Bible. Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 are what? The most important books in the Bible, chapters in the Bible. Amazing. But for so many people, it's like, what is that? Of course, Moses, the one who wrote it, and Moses had a vision. So some of the things that he would say, especially in Genesis 1 and 2, are hazy. It's like, what did he see? Is it an apple tree that Adam and Eve, and some people have decided, oh, it must be an apple tree. Who told you that it was an apple tree? He said they took fruits, but people have decided. So we're going to go into all that. And for me, one of the most important things is how the man was created and how the man was made. We were made before we were created. So, is that not the same? What's the difference between made and created? It's not the same. No. It is not. Made and created are two different things altogether. So it's so important for you and I to delve into this word. And I'm happy you're here. So we pray right now in Jesus' name that as we started this series, it will be a great blessing to you. Come back tomorrow as we delve into this. So please share this link with your friends and listen, go and listen to Prophetess Olivia. Just share it. Send somebody. Listen to this lady. Listen to what she say. Just listen. You'll be inspired. Just send it. And as you do that, I pray for you that you too, everything that you're doing, God will put light on it and it will go around the world in the name of Jesus. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.